Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee row crop producers are trying their best to get the remainder of their crops planted, but wet weather has delayed many farmers across the state. According to the latest crop progress report, basically all of the corn in the state has been planted and is doing well with the excess moisture. Soybean producers are about a week behind schedule as about half the crop has been planted. Cotton producers are near 90% complete and hopeful this week will allow the remaining acreage to be planted, a complete opposite spring from this time last year. Well, there's continued talk over many news outlets about how ethanol is driving up the cost of food. And now there's new legislation taking aim at renewable fuels. Jonna Miller reports.
Legislation has been introduced in the House and Senate to freeze or roll back the renewable fuel standard. That's the law put into place last December to build up the amount of ethanol blended into gasoline.
Food prices have been increasing lately, and legislators and other people have been looking for a culprit. And unfortunately, renewable fuels has been that culprit, and that is not justified.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Ann Steckel says the proposed legislation ignores the fact that ethanol is helping consumers at the gas pump.
It's important to remember that using a certain amount of renewable fuels does lessen our dependence on foreign oil. And the use of these renewable fuels also lessens the amount that we're paying at the pump. A study was done saying that gasoline prices would actually be 15% higher if we were not using renewable fuels.
Steckel says cuts to the renewable fuel standard would not only be harmful to the industry, it would also slow down progress towards cellulosic ethanol, which is made from things like switchgrass.
I think farmers and growers across the country are disappointed in this legislation because we have been going on a track of increasing renewable fuels usage in the country, and introducing this legislation is not helpful in our goal to lessen our dependence on foreign oil.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And Tennessee has a lot at stake over renewable fuel research. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.